Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Monday after Hurricane Francine, tropics are quiet for the next 7 to 10 days, which will take us to, let's go 10 days out, September 26th. We're past the statistical peak of hurricane season. Every day, every week is a win. And let's hope that was our turn. That was it. That Francine was it for the season. You never know, but let's hope. As I was picking up all the branches and everything, I was looking at the oak trees in front of my home yesterday, and I realized I got to call Zeig Latree out and let him come out and do some trimming. Scooter Heap joins us now, state-licensed arborist with Zeig Latree. How you doing, Scooter?
Good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, sir. What do people need to know about maybe, first of all, I guess, down tree branches or getting stuff off of where it's not supposed to be, or dealing with trees that, because I saw a lot of trees that are partially down, et cetera, and dealing with all of this stuff.
Yeah, I think now is the time to get out and inspect the root systems of these trees. A lot of them, they got knocked off a kilter, and with the ground saturation, if the tree is leaning that wasn't leaning prior to Francine, you need to go step around the base of the tree and feel with your feet if you notice any voids or lack of compaction around that root system. I just left the job, literally. A tree decided to come over yesterday. And looking underneath that root system, the groundwater is still real, real high. I mean, the groundwater was 4 inches below the surface of the ground. So these trees have very shallow root systems, and it's not taking a whole lot when the ground is this saturated for them to decide to come over. So I think that's paramount right now, is to check, compaction around the root system. I think it's a good idea to know your trees, get out and inspect the grounds, inspect the canopy. If you have hanging limbs, snap damaged limbs, certainly get an arborist out to clean that up. It's just healthy for the tree, and it reduces the risk of something falling and hitting something or somebody.
Tell me what you're doing with the compaction again. You lost me a little bit there, Scooter.
Well, it's just trees, when the ground gets saturated, mm-hmm. The soil compaction that has taken years and years. You got to realize the proper compaction around a root system takes years to develop. As that tree grows, the soil around it becomes, a part of that root system. When you get ground saturation, that compaction is compromised. Then you get a little wind on top of that, and the tree sways. It's creating voids in the ground, in the dirt that was initially compacted prior to the event. And a tree needs a certain amount of compaction to hold these roots, into the ground for stability. So that has been compromised with a saturation event like we just took.
I want to bring the audience in on this, too, at 504-260-1870. If you have any questions for Scooter Heap, state-licensed arborist with Zeig Latree. One question pops up. Somebody's concerned about the oak that spends half its life living, half its life dying, and the other types, and how do you determine, how do you figure this out, Scooter? Or do you call you out and let you figure it out? Because I don't know.
Look, the tree you're talking about is a water oak, and our buddy Mike Strain talks about them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a running joke in the industry that water oaks spend, you know, that they have about a 60-year life expectancy. Mm-hmm. And they say for the first 25 to 30 years, it's growing, and then after that, it's starting to die. Which, when you think about it, that's all of us, right? But anyhow, no, the water oaks are pretty much the problem.
Thank you, Scooter. That's what I need to hear on a Monday morning. Thank you. That's nice. That's exactly right. It's the truth, but I never thought of it that way. That's all of us. When you think about it, half of us, really, we spend half of our life living, the other half dying. That's right. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyhow, so yeah, water, look, you have live oaks. Everybody's used to live oaks, which you see in City Park and Audubon Park. And those are the oaks that live 300, 400 years. And we don't talk about them that much because they're so, it's a different structural makeup of the trunk and the trees is why they live so long. Water oaks, red oaks, pin oaks, willow oaks. They've got so many other oaks that are in the oak family that just don't have that structural makeup as a live oak, and people are under the impression, hey, it's an oak tree, it's going to live for 500 years, and that's just not the case. Live oaks are the exception. All the other oaks are, you know, they're maintenance issues, and they have health issues.
Let's take a break, Scooter. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Got some questions coming in about pecan trees, about pruning, etc. And even though hopefully we won't have any more trouble this season, when's the best time to prune them and all that stuff? And also, I got oak trees in front of my house. I'll get my free question in there as well about thinning them out and trimming the canopy and how you got to be careful how you do that. I think you can't just start lopping branches off. 751, 9 till 8, Scooter Heap, our guest, state-licensed arborist with Ziegler Tree. A lot of us got some tree questions after Francine. We'll continue to answer them when we come back. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 756 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Scooter Heap, state-licensed arborist with Ziegler Tree. And a text comes in, boy, somebody getting their money's worth here. How can you tell if trees are at risk of falling? What about root systems that can wrap around pipes? And if a tree collapses, how much damage can it do to a house's foundation or to, like, sidewalks?
Whew. That's kind of going all over the board there.
Yeah.
Trees, when they uproot, I have seen if they're... Here's what you got to realize. The root system of these hardwoods that we're talking about, these oaks and gums and whatnot, are, you got to realize the root system wants to mirror the canopy. So it technically has roots that extend out as far as the branches do. So if you have a tree that's within what we call the drip zone or the drip edge, you know, if you have a tree with a drip edge that's over your house, certainly if it uproots, it can do I've seen it do foundation damage. I've seen it pull up gas pipes, water pipes. I've seen them pull up sidewalks, driveways. So, yes, that's a concern. Always does it do it? No, but a lot of times it will. You just have to realize that the reason they're anchored to the ground is because it's such a wide, it's spread out root system. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they'll take out pretty much whatever's under them.
So the rest of the question was, how can you tell if a tree is at risk of falling?
Well, you can certainly, if you can look at the canopy, if it's super heavy on one side, you can, you know, it's gravity is going to tell you that in a saturation event or a high wind event, it generally will go in the direction of the heaviness of that canopy. You can look at the root systems. If a tree is planted next to a next to a house or next to a driveway, and when they constructed that house or driveway and they cut the roots to pour the concrete, well, then that tree's ability to anchor itself is certainly compromised, so it's a risk. If there's any kind of construction that goes on as the tree is growing and roots get damaged, there you go. The ability to anchor itself is gone. So there's a lot of things that can add to a tree's possibility of toppling, but there are also measures you can take to reduce that risk, which is pruning and care of the tree.
If a house is 30-something years old, we only got 20 seconds here, and the tree obviously has grown, the trees have grown in 30 years, Is there a way to minimize the risk to the foundation, or would you have to look at it first?
I would have to look at it. There are some root pruning techniques that can be used. Certainly, you know, canopy pruning. That's a tree by tree assessment.
And how does somebody get a hold of Ziegler of Ziegler Tree, Scooter?
You can look us up online, or you can go to the Department of Forestry and Agriculture, and they have a list of all licensed arborists in your area.
Thank you, sir.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.